We have a guest speaker today.
Yeah, I like you guys do it before the message.
Hey, get it out of the way, yeah. Minister, evangelist, prophetess. No, let me stop. Just joking. No, it's not on. See, that's the red lights. My wife, I asked her a while ago if she would speak today, and she submitted to the lordship of her husband, even though, you know, as Sarah submitted to Abraham calling him Lord, so she submitted to, amen. No, but I believe she has a word for us, amen. And I love my wife. It's Mother's Day. I wouldn't have any children if I didn't have this mother. So thank you, baby. Knock them out.
Knock them out. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for another day where we can gather in your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the mothers who are here, Lord. We thank you, O God, for your many blessings. Father, we pray that you would touch my mouth, Father, that all the words that come out would be yours, Father. We pray, O God, that I would encourage the mothers here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And that's basically what I want to do. I told my kids, I don't preach, okay? I share, okay? So there's a difference. I can share because of being a mom for 15 years. So that's right. I'm gonna be me. See, I already took off my shoes. So happy Mother's Day. You know, as a mother, we are a vessel for God to use to raise an eternal soul. We're linked arm in arm with God in raising a child. You know, and it's no accident. You may or may not have plan your child's birth, but God did, you know, and he chose you to help him bring that child into the world. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Okay, so you being a mom is not an accident, and what an honor to be a mother. There's no higher calling than being a mom, but also what a responsibility. I remember when I was growing up, I didn't necessarily want to get married or have kids because I remember in my 20s thinking, you know, you are so messed up, you do not need to have kids, you know. I did not want to mess up any child, so I'm like, we'll just leave that alone. But praise God, he changed my mind, and I have two beautiful children. But, you know, raising children is going to bring you the end of yourself. You know, it will bring you to the, if marriage doesn't, raising children will, okay? Because there's going to be good days and there are going to be bad days, okay? When you become a mom, I remember when I first found out I was going to be a mom, you know, as most mothers do, you know, you start reading the books, what to expect at this stage and that stage. You start asking other moms, you know, what it's like, and you start taking classes to prepare or being a mom. And then you, you know, attending to the physical, mental, and emotional needs of that child. And once you take the classes and reading the books and talking to the people and the child's born, and you normally can just throw it all out because your child is so different from what they've told you. But if you know God, thank God, he is there with you, walking with you. And you start thinking that, wow, if you know God, that he wants us not only to attend to the physical, mental, and emotional needs of that child, but the spiritual needs of that child, okay? In Deuteronomy 6, you know, he tells us, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and while thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. That's basically talk to your children all the time about the Lord, okay? And so what I want to do today is just talk to moms about motherhood the way God intended, okay? Not the world, because the world has its definition of motherhood, you know, and I remember, you know, in the past, most mothers a lot of mothers were blamed for the, you know, the psyche of their child. You know, if a child was bad, it's the way you pitied him or whatever. Okay, so it was the child, the mother's fault. Okay, but with God, like I said, it's not an accident. He gave you that child, and He gives you everything that you need to guide that child every step of the way. He gave us this book. He gave us communication with us in prayer. And James 1:5 says, any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Okay, so it's not like He gave us the child and it's like, okay, you're on your own. So what makes a woman a successful mother is not how the world grades her or even how she grades herself, but it is a being in God's will in the matter of motherhood, as in all areas of our lives, okay? So to be the mother that God intends you to be is to allow Jesus to be Lord of your life. Because that's the only way you can do it, is by allowing Jesus to be Lord of your life. And that only comes by abiding in Christ. And that's what I want to talk about today, John 15:4-5, where it says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. You know, that says it. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. And with Jesus, nothing is impossible. Okay, we know with God, everything is possible. So what does abide mean? According to the dictionary, it means to wait patiently for, to withstand, persevere under, rest satisfied with, to remain in one state or place, to continue. So basically, abiding in Christ then involves waiting on the Lord and entering into His peace. Now, when you think about, you know, patience and withstanding and persevering, those are things mom needs, okay? You need those moms when you're raising your children. And to do that, we are totally dependent on God's grace in our lives. There's no other way. 2 Corinthians 3:5-6 says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Okay, and we know to be sufficient as much as needed. Those children need more than what we human mother can get. Okay, we need to go out of ourselves and let God flow through us and let that overflow into them. The world wants our children. You know, this generation, I see what my kids have to go through when I was their age. Nothing compares. And you know, now you not only have a peer pressure, but you have the TV and the internet and all these things tempting them, and people are even using God's word and twisting it to confuse them. So thank God we have Jesus. Thank God we have mothers who know Jesus, and that we have a strong influence on our children. Okay? Now, whether they're going to admit it or not, they're looking at you. Okay, when they're children, when they're babies, of course, you have them more controlled. But as they grow older, they're still looking at you, okay? So what I have to ask is our life as a mother lived daily in the presence of God, or is the world stealing that time away? That time we need to abide in Christ to get refreshed ourselves. Our dependency involves our ability to trust in Him for the grace we need for that day. You know, abiding in Christ, part of it is just spending time with Him, reading His Word. A scripture you read today or hear today might be just what you need for tomorrow's battle, okay? Jeremiah 17 says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when he comes, but her leaves shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. When you have a child, you have to trust the Lord that as humans, we are going to mess up. We're going to make mistakes, okay, no matter how much we're in Christ, no matter how much we try not to make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. I know I always tell my kids, I'm sorry, mommy blew it, okay? And I have to be real with them. They see. They know I'm not perfect. They know in traffic, if someone cuts me off, I'm just going to have a fit, okay? So and Justin, mom, calm down. Okay. Yeah, so they're seeing you. They're understanding you. Now I'm trying to think, okay, Victoria's getting ready to drive. Think that. But I have to trust the Lord in what I teach my children. And it's great that when you're teaching your children, even when you make mistakes, because you're not perfect, you trust God that He's going to correct your mistakes. He's going to put the truth in your child, okay? You trust the Lord throughout raising your child, whether it's just correcting the mistakes you've done, you know, whether you have a sick child, a rebellious child, you know, you have to trust the Lord that He is walking beside you. Because it doesn't get easier as they get older, okay? I'm getting to think it's easier when they're small because you can confine them in that playpen and, you know, and then as soon as they start walking, their world starts to enlarge and you have more to worry about, you know, so you don't have the diaper bag and the bottles and the car seats and everything, but you have the rest of the world to be concerned about. So, and we moms can get tired. We can be weary. But thank God, Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not be weary in doing well, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not, okay? When raising your children, you know, it looks like, okay, Lord, I know when, as I raise my children, sometimes in different stages, I'm like, Lord, am I doing it right? You know, just help me. And God is so gracious to us. Because I know there's been examples where I remember when they were much younger and my mother-in-law, Mildred, when she first became a diabetic and I had to take to a lot of doctor appointments and kids and I would go with her and we'll be in the doctor's office and we went to a lot of appointments. And I remember one day asking the Lord, you know, thinking, am I doing this right? You know, if I'm homeschooling and should they be in public school and the socialization and Lord, I just, let me know I'm doing okay. And we were in the doctor's office and one of the other patients, because the kids, you know, I always had their coloring books or something for them to do. And the one of the other patients, you know, after she left, said, your kids are so well behaved. You know, I'm like, oh, thank you. She said, good job. Now that was an answer to prayer for me, for God. Now, it was answer prayer, and we can see that, you know, the world, of course, sees you as a great mom if your kid is polite and respectful and they have clean clothes on, you know. But we know that, you know, God has other standards for being a mother, okay? And for us to get what He wants us to put into those children, we have to abide in Him, which means your connection to that vine, okay? Because we are that branch. So our connection with God has to be flowing through, okay? So we have to wonder, just as a branch draws its life source from the vine, okay, we mothers, we must stay connected to Christ for His life to flow through us and overflow into our children and the people around us. The song we sang about the river flowing through us, that's Jesus flowing through us to His children, okay? Acts 17:28 says, for in Him we live and move and have our being. A certain also of our poet says, for we are also His offspring, okay? So abiding, you know, what is it going to bring if you abide in Christ? It's going to bring you assurance. Okay, it's going to give you assurance that as a mother, you can go to the throne of God and pray for your child. No matter what age, it's going to continue throughout his or her life, no matter what age, you can go to the throne of God as a mother and pray for your child. Psalms 138 says, "In the day when I crieth out, thy answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul." Okay, so if that child's not listening to you, if the child's out of the home, if there's nothing else, you can get on your knees for that child. And God, and we know God hears the prayer of a mother. Okay, so we have that assurance. We know that we are to take everything to God in prayer and supplication. Okay, let your request be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Abide in Christ, we have that peace, okay? The peace that you got to have when you're raising kids, okay? You can lose your peace. Therefore, there's a book out that I found in the bookstore, how to raise a something about having a child, a different child by Friday without losing your mind or something, keeping your peace. But you know, you don't have to lose your peace raising a child, okay? Because God's peace is yours to just to claim. You know, abiding in Christ as a mother, you know, you have the contentment that I speak in respect of want. Colossians 4:11 says, "For I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content." Okay, be content. My grandmother had 13 children, and I remember as I got older, and my grandmother, not all my uncles and aunts are in the Lord, and I remember, you know, they would do crazy things, and I used to think, and they would tell my grandmother things, and my grandmother would just go around the house just singing, and like, does she not care about her child? But I've learned, okay, she knows. First, she's praying for her child because she was a praying woman. And she's not going to let the world steal her peace. She's going to keep her contentment, her peace, okay? And she's going to say, okay, Lord, you got my child, because all of them were dedicated to the Lord, okay? What they want to do is their thing, but God has them in their arms, okay, his arms. Psalm 91 says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust." Okay, he's our protector. He's our child protector. He's our shelter who we can turn to for help and relief, who we need to allow our children to know who they can turn to. Okay, so when we abide in God, we bear good fruit, okay? The good fruit is what the Spirit produces, as we, most of us know in Galatians 5:22, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit being love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. Now, the fruit of the Spirit is only going to come out of you abiding in Christ, okay? He's working the fruit of the Spirit in you, and you need that to raise any child. Verse 15:8 says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." The Father is glorified as we're bearing fruit. Okay? So abiding in him and bearing that good fruit, we're glorifying the Father, which whether we're a mother or not, is what our role is. It's what we're to do, is to glorify him. And what added is that if you're a mother and you're glorifying him in the way you're teaching that child. We know we can preach the word, we can read to them, but we know by example is going to say more to that child. Okay, so we have to have that fruit of the Spirit. Okay, like I said before, whether you plan to be a mother or not, we can be assured God planned for you to be a mom, and he will never leave nor forsake you. There will be difficult seasons. John 15:2 says about purging, "And every branch that bears fruit he purges, and it may bring that it may bring forth more fruit." These times and seasons can be uncomfortable and they can be painful as you raise your child, but pruning is necessary to grow in our relationship with the Lord. Just as you prune a branch on a tree and it grows, the Lord will prune us, and sometimes he will use your children to do that. if you would use your husband. Okay? In his word, we have all we need as a partner with him to keep that connection going. Amen. We don't need to allow the world to clog up that connection. Because if you start it, the longer you stay away from the Lord, we know the easier it is to stay away. Okay? So we need to pray. We need to read. We need to assemble with the other saints. We need to ask for help if you just at the end, okay, and you can't pray, ask for help, okay? So it's a challenge, but there is so much joy in being a mom, okay? We can maintain that joy by abiding in Christ as we raise our children. You know, they're gone before we know it. I can't believe Victoria and Justin are 15, about to be 14, you know, but we have to, as moms, enjoy the calling that God has called us to, okay? We have to, and we can enjoy it by staying in him, okay, and seeking him for all we need in raising those children. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settles you." Okay, so if you're in a difficult role with your child right now, you know, thank God that we have children, we have prayer, we have Jesus to turn to, we have God that says he will never leave nor forsake us. And that should encourage us that abiding in him, we can do it. We can do it. It's not an impossible task. He didn't do it to kill us or to harm us, okay, or kill the child, you know. And there's days where it doesn't seem like you're appreciated by the world or your children. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Because God knows what you're going through. God has you in his arms. He knows what you need. He can bring you the joy of motherhood. And your children, we dedicate our children when they're small, and then we just train them up. And we pray that they are going to choose God, the path that God has for them. Okay? So I hope that encouraged you. Okay? So I just want to tell the moms that just pray for your kids. But as a mother, don't forget that, you know, you're a soul too. So before you can minister to your children, you need to have God minister to you. So don't neglect that time with the Lord. Don't neglect that time where he is refreshing you, he's strengthening you, he's healing any hurts that you have, and in doing so, that connection with him will be strengthened, and this connection that you have with your children will be strengthened. Amen? Amen. Right. So can we pray? Let's pray.
I'm going to get a hand on
you. Okay.
Yeah. Somebody go get a hand on a mother. We want to pray for the mothers. So if there's anybody here, you ain't got a mother near you, get your hand on one. And somebody you put your hand, because Kweku's feeling two roles. He's mother and father right now. Someone go get your hand on Jessica. Somebody get your hand on her. Amen. Hallelujah. Tony, will you put your hand on Mr. Kweku, see, because he's mother and mommy, you understand. All right, we got your hand on a mother. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Lord, we love these women. We love our mothers. We thank you for these gifts that you gave. Lord, you determined who our mother was. We didn't. You determined who would be best for us, Lord, and you put them in our lives. And Father, we thank you, O God, for godly women who love God, who mothered us, who nurtured us, who, Lord, watched over us, wept over us, cried, and gave themselves. And Father, now we pray, Lord, for what these mothers need. We pray for strength in their spirit. We pray for endurance and perseverance. We pray that they would make it through, oh God, whatever the challenge is that faces them right now. We pray for healing in our mothers' bodies. We pray for relief and grace and mercy. Father, we pray, Lord, for the burdens that they carry. And we ask you, oh God, Lord, to lift the burden that they're, Lord, that they would know the burden of the Lord, which is light, and your yoke, which is easy. Lord, we ask you to fill these mothers with new life. Fill them with hope. Fill them, oh God, with joy. Fill them, oh God, with long suffering, oh God. Lord, that they would know your goodness and your kindness, Lord, and be able to funnel that and display that to their children. Father, we ask you, Lord, for their children's sake, Lord, that each one of these mother's children would be blessed of the Lord. Father, would find their way into your house. Oh God, Lord, would find themselves not living their own will, but that they would live your will, oh God. And Lord, I pray that you would answer the cry of these mothers' heart. Lord, you know, oh God, what they desire. And Lord, I pray, Father, that you would answer them, oh Lord, according to your goodness and your kindness. We ask that they will be blessed the rest of this day and indeed all of this week and this year. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen and amen. We love you all. God bless you. And thank you, honey.